Man, them don't respect Shaq. I do still.
What time Shaq called on?
I'm joking. The man
respect. I spoke to him a couple weeks ago. Super. Used to love life, money, hoes, power, rap. Love fuck life, rich, die, rap. Look in my eyes and see I ain't the happy type. A gangster's life wasn't designed for nice guys. A lot of jail time, body bags, nothing nice. Niggas will sell you out just to get a better press. Hunger for more, your best friends could end their life. Secrets of the night, you don't know we wanna take my life. I'm right here cousin, the Glock 9's always to try me. We got the shooters ready, we got bullets raining heavy. You're a snake, you can get a fuck your family ties. Hope they ride when you die so I can bury them too. It's all five, that's my brother and no force and cold war. A cold soul, I'm singing, yeah. The young gun with the OG glow, the OGs know I'm so sincere. Couple shots in the ground, you clear. I'm blowing smoke from my blood in the air. Catching my weapon, pressure building, I'm busting sound like percussions. On the back of the squeeze and release my demons. The blood's got the fence, watch, yeah. Spoken truth, all five.
Who is this?
You know what's on that? I feel like I heard this before I heard the Keisha Cole rhythm.
Yeah, bro.
I swear to you, fam. I thought it was his rhythm.
That was such a hard tune still when it came out.
Hard, can I talk about Shaq for a bit, fam?
The flow.
Like, I know that we talk about the Brixton legends, the DVs, the Loxers, the. Who else was prominent? The Sneak Bowls.
Temp Man.
Your Temp Man's, then your new school that's running it. But Shaq all your own, fam.
Bro,
Shaq is something special, fam.
It come like, I don't even want to speak out of turn, especially like coming from Bricky as well, yeah. But it came like Shaq personally was probably the most talented.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
If I want to say it, what in my opinion, obviously, had the least cap in his raps.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The least cap in his raps, you feel me? But I feel like from a marketability, I don't know, it seemed as if the PDC, like the operation was run like a business.
And yeah.
From a business and marketability point of view, it's like people just pin their hats on DV. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to
say? But you know, it's someone always has to be the poster boy. And I think DV at that time was the poster boy. And he wanted it. Like,
he actually
wanted to be the poster boy. Mm. So I think that's probably one of the differences. But I used to think Shaq was fucking, like that tune, I might be lying, but I swear I saw that tune on Channel U, yeah. But like, you know when they do the after hours thing, like it must be like 11, 12, and I thought it was his rhythm. So when I heard Keisha Cole in that, I was like, nah, how's she just stealing the man in the like, you know what I mean? I was convinced, bro. I was kind of offended in that.
Yeah, I feel like Shaq, for me, like DV's the most, in quote, famous, like PDC
ever
member, but Shaq is the best. Shaq's the best for me.
Yeah.
1,000%, he is.
It'll be good to ask him, like, why?
Yeah,
why was there no push? Like, is it because of the roads? Is it because of jail?
Like, I also think, like, even in the track, he's talking about 05 and 04, and there was no real, like.
But I was just about to say that 05 and 04.
Yeah, there was no.
That's when Spoken Truth came out, though.
Yeah, but there was
we
no
just
real.
Just started. Secondary school.
But there
just
was no. It's not like now. If a man comes out now, there's infrastructure. Mm. There's YouTube. If man wants to just start by himself, there's SoundCloud, there's Spotify, there's all of this. Like back then, it was
just DVDs. CDs getting burnt with graffiti on them, basically, pretty much.
Yeah, bro. Literally, bro. Even fucking the outfits in that thing is just bare.
Baggy, innit?
Baggy, but you know when man used to spray paint the shirt and that?
Yeah. I remember them. I used to want one of those t-shirts so badly. Come like every time man got enough money, like rustled up to get one of those tees or one of those hoodies back in the day, something more important. Just cupped up, like, you know, like man them were going to Fort Park or there was a phone for sale that I could cop or Aqua or something.
Do you remember fucking getting fucking like names on the back of the hoodies and that?
Yeah, man done that once. Get me?
But it weren't looking like that though.
No.
That was official.
Yeah, but the other thing was like, it's like come like football jersey kind of.
But it is.
Like our man went to the football shop to get the thing.
Yeah, done,
so man's so getting, basically,
man's got the Times New Roman on the back of man's thing. Like, no spray paint, no frills. Nah,
it was too official.
It was just the name.
All you needed was fucking your fucking shirt number. That's all you needed in the back of your hoodie, fam.
That's what I'm saying. But Shaq, he's legends. 2K3 the podcast. Hey,
what's happening? Man, he's one of those fucking sound themes. You know, like Joe Biden and that guy. We press it.
Daniel.
Or Wallow on them. He's like they got the clapping one.
What's been good? How was your Christmas?
Great, it was good, man. Spent Christmas in a new gaff. Mum came round and her husband and that. Just mad peaceful. I've got so much food because obviously all the food got cooked at my house.
Yeah,
managed to do the washing up. So probably the first Christmas, mummy didn't have to do the washing up. I was like, just put your feet up. Do you know what I mean? I think after a while, we was watching Avengers Infinity War. She hadn't seen it before.
Oh, okay.
And she wanted to watch Endgame as well. And that film's 3 hours. So I was like, yeah, mum, I'm just going to leave you in the front room.
Yeah.
I'm going upstairs to play FIFA. Do you know what I mean? And it was just nice and just a nice and relaxing time, man. It was good, man.
My Christmas was lit, man. It was like a proper nice family oriented, obviously, well, not obvious for some, but for me it was. Nice food, vibes, played a little Jenga and that.
Jeez.
Jenga had like all little dares on it, never really played the Jenga like that before. Where there's like
wait, what? Shot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
People shots write meshes, like every brick you pull out,
yeah,
there's a like there's a mesh on it.
Oh, well, like take something.
Take a shot or do
that's
something
good.
Or like you have to fucking also, do it.
Take something. Take what, fam?
Who said take something?
You said what? Take something. That sounds wrong, fam.
So man done that. Presents are running. Surprisingly,
niggas got problems.
Like
cost presents.
Yeah, cost of living weren't not even affected. But I got this tracker for Christmas. Like,
clean.
Know how I was saying in one episode that man will come out on the step out in the hood and like, say, "Well, look at my tracker. Look at my tracky, guys." You feel me?
Man's
feel
on
me?
The stoop.
I got this. Yeah, I got this tracksuit, but then there's other complications in my flat, like. Got to leak this place.
Jeez.
And then like man, I was doing some demolition in there. It's taking fucking long. I got to call some other people because they're like, man's trying to turn the mains off of the water. Fucking cog snapped. So it's just, man can't rip out the bathroom or nothing. It's just like the people I need to get through to can't get hold of. I got fucking flashed the other day. So I fucking got a fine coming in my fucking in the post.
Bros, trust long, me. Like.
But the other things, there's good and there's bad. It's just, I'm just indifferent. In a different week.
Yeah.
What about you,
Joel? No, yeah, but Christmas was fine. Thank you, Akin.
Man, hit him with the straight up. Straight
yeah,
up.
It was the first Christmas in my new gaff as well. So, it was nice. My siblings come around. My girl's siblings came around. It's mad. Every Christmas that passes, the more you see, that's more about the kids and just making sure the kids are happy.
Mm-hmm.
All we really care about is food, and the food was flowing. Like I got to say here. Shout out to my girl. She done her damn thing.
How much leftovers have you got?
Bro, I just finished it. Like, just finished it.
Fam, I still got.
Just finished.
I think I got 2 days.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Just finished
I
it.
Heard
like.
That. I
oh,
heard
she
that.
Was like galore. Like, yeah, like it's mad, yeah, because my mum always taught me that for Christmas, you make sure everything's there.
Mm.
Everything. You don't want for nothing. Cause that's like, she, like, so my mum would always say, make sure you're getting stuff for breakfast. A main dinner, a dessert, if you want snacks, fizzy,
bro.
If you want soft drinks, if you
alcohol,
everything. So I've always had that in my mind, innit? When it comes to Christmas,
do it properly.
Get out the yard.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I get out the yard now, the food's finished, but there's bare things, bro.
You got Shola.
Bro, I've got everything, fam. I've got everything, fam. So, it was a nice one still. Obviously, just easing back into things. Obviously, I more remember the time between Christmas and New Year's to be the cold, like, dull days where you just watch films, play PlayStation.
Do you know what it is, I always call them days, they're like limbo.
Yeah.
Because, like, Christmas is just finished, the New Year's starting, like, everything's kind of, it's not up in the air, but everything's just like, whatever. People that are working, you ain't really working too tough. No one ain't really doing nothing, like,
not
like no one ain't going out of the way to do
nothing.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what's going on, man. But moving on to New Year's. That's what the topic's about.
Let's see if we stick to a topic today.
Some memories New Year. Yeah,
so I don't know. If it happens, it happens.
As no one talks about goat legs and stuff and stuff of that nature. But so the topic is like New Year's, the most litest New Year's, the worst New Year's resolutions. Do you stick to them? All of that good stuff. So. What's one of your like latest New Year's?
I've had a few.
Because I think the latest New Year's I've had, I don't remember them.
Yeah. What do I remember? I think one of the latest ones I had was, I can't remember the year. Oh shit, I've had a few. I know it was a linguine. I know that for a fact. Mm. I don't know which one. It might have been the one where the roof came off. or like the roof window came off.
Oh, that one. Yeah,
it
yeah,
might
yeah.
be that one. I don't know. I've had a few. I can't. Yeah, I can't. Yeah. I can't even pin it down.
If it's that one, then that one is 2000 New Year's Eve 2012.
Is it?
No, it couldn't.
It is.
2012. Is it?
It was the New Year's before I got out of jail. Oh,
so shit. It was the one. It would have been the
it was
one
2012
after.
Going into 2013.
Yeah, that's it. Would have been the one after you fucking.
That niggas are trying to line me up.
What that New Year's?
Yeah.
To do what, bro?
From that New Year's, remember early in the day, all of us was together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember all of us was together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it was later on in the day, people started coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything else. Then I remember, because I still got the pictures of us as well. That's mad. But yeah.
Get them pictures and I want to see those pictures. Yeah, I wasn't there, so yeah, I didn't get I
enough see pictures. Those. Like, I got enough pictures. Mm. We, all of us are there. Anyway, long story short, in the evening times when the party was going on, obviously we've been in the house. So you know when you kind of dominate your space because you've been there?
Yeah, this is
mad. We're in the front.
Yeah.
Front, everyone is, and his youth's at the door, like the doorway of the actual whole place.
Yeah.
Just praying. I'm thinking, why are you looking at me, bro? And I'm looking at them, they're looking at me. And then they're making phone calls.
I hate these kind of parties, you know. I'm so glad I'm older.
I'm like, why are you looking at me? But
fucking hell.
I had that situation, like, I think, a few months prior.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah. You thought it was,
you thought it was that kind of setup.
So I'm thinking, why are you looking at them? I was thinking, all right, cool. But anyway. Anyway, we're heavy, like we're like 20 deep in there. But I'm thinking, all right, cool. So.
Plus, we're close as well.
Yeah. Like close to end. So I'm thinking, cool, whatever. Anyway, we're partying, we've done whatever. And I just got this urge of just go home, man.
Mm.
So you can. But you know, like parents will say, make sure you listen to your gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Just go home. It's time to go home.
Intuition's
don't think
never wrong.
Just go.
Thing there.
And my gut was saying, go home. I was thinking, all right, cool. So then I hollered at one of the man's brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I said, follow me downstairs. Mm-hmm. And he's like, come on. I forgot his name, but he's one of the prominent gassed guys. Like,
Who?
Finn's brother.
Got his
brother.
Revolver.
Yeah, Revolver.
The most nigga,
gassed.
That's the press.
Bro,
man's name's Revolver. Man's name's Revolver.
He is.
In all the gun games, if you get the Revolver, you know you're putting man down.
Trust me.
You man. Feel me?
He's that guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, bro, follow me now. Anyway, so I've said bye to everyone, but I don't think anyone's clocked to that. Just
I don't think I even saw you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I remember all the bedrooms was occupied, like it was a proper
man party. It was a mad house party because I remember, like, because it weren't my latest, but I think to other people it was their latest.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
why I'm
yeah,
saying
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
but I'm thinking about it, and it wasn't really my latest. But
mad.
I remember, like, it was like, I don't know if we were on a top floor, but like every floor going down on the stairs, there was people all the way to the bottom.
Yeah.
I think I remember there was one fight, but it was like two girls or something like that, like something minor. But because I don't think we've ever had, the only fights we've ever had
is
fights that man initiates.
Do you know
what I'm saying? Like, in all honesty, like it's never like, I can't remember a time where there's people randomly fighting.
Man's just like, antagonist.
When man antagonizes, okay.
But anyway, all of that happened and I cut. I went home, I was cool. And I remember I spoke to the man the next day, they're like, Joe, you know that 20 minutes after you left, my man come. I was like, swear on. They're like,
who's my man?
You had the situation.
Okay. No, I was like,
swear on. So it wasn't even a, you tried to make it seem as if man tried to set you up, but you were paranoid.
But man did. It was actually that.
I don't think it was because they were far out.
Who, them youths?
They were far out, bro.
Far out in what sense?
Like area.
Okay.
Like they was far out, bro.
But man made the call because
came
and I remember, who was it? I think it was a couple people and it was like, my man come and he was looking around. I was thinking, what's looking around?
Let me tell you. Yeah. No offense, but I know the people that would have told you Man for not listening to them guys. You know, like,
them guys. All right.
You know how Tim says no offense, but it means all offense.
It's a full offense. But I was like, is it? I was like, okay, cool. But so that's how I remember that.
Yeah. I think the latest one might have to be where we did actually.
Yeah. I personally think that was one of the latest ones, and I was so drunk that I can't remember half of it, but it was still lit.
Which one?
The same one where we kicked up the youth.
Yeah. I think that was my favorite one. I've got videos of that. We could put up. Yeah. I've got videos. Oh, I think you lot had cut by that time.
Remember,
it was my phone.
That was my favorite one.
But that's the only one I fully remember of We all came, we all went to my girl's house.
Yeah, yeah, you lot chopped food and remember? Everything. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Bro, that was the next year.
Yeah.
Was the very next, that was 2013 New Year's.
Oh, shit.
It was 13 going into 14. Yeah.
So we lined our bellies and
we had a couple. There was a few years where.
Yeah, it was just bam, 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 bam.
Back to back. Yeah. I remember, I don't know if you remember this because I can't remember, but there was a Christmas, I think you might have been enjoying it. There was a New Year's where we spent in like a hotel room. And it was mad dry. It might have been the year, but it was boring, fam. And then, I remember there was some girl, yeah.
Free lodge.
It was mad boring. It was the first time I had met Waze and that.
Is it?
He was wearing like a Superman belt, fam. And then that was...
Hold on. There was a New Year's where...
Marvel fans.
I think it was that same one.
There was a girl there and she was like, oh, like...
There was a girl there.
There was girls there. But I remember there was this one girl, yeah. And she tried to kind of throw shade at man. And she was like, oh, swear down you're still called Clipstar. Swear down you're still called Thames. I was like, well, why would I not be Thames? Like?
What should I have evolved into now?
You know when gal want to act like they're grown? Yeah, they're doing grown things. Yeah, yeah. She was like, oh yeah, I'm a nurse. And I was like, these times where
homegirl.
She was like, you're still his sister.
So what? It's 2014, yeah.
No, man. I feel like it was 2011 going into 12, maybe.
It must have been because around them times, yeah. Remember, the closer it gets to 2016, the more litter I get.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
2015, I went around them people.
All right, so I wasn't there, obviously, because these are the
No, this is like, man's probably like 20.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm in jail. This is the year before.
Yeah, before.
The one with the roof coming off.
Yeah.
That's 2000. So it's 10 years now. It's gone by since then, yeah. 10 years plus, yeah.
Yeah.
My girl's still a nurse.
Who gives a shit?
Well, she was moving like a fan. It's time you grew up too, isn't it?
Yeah. She was moving like a fan when mum was on a holiday, bruv.
It's time you grew up too.
She was moving like a big fan now. Even when she sees me now, it's mad funny. And I just think, I remember.
Yeah, oh, so you know my name.
Throw shade at the niggas.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you lot still Clipstar? No. Now when she sees me, she'll be like, Clipstar? Yeah, I swear
her sister is the one that was trying to lie on my name.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Off camera, do I know these people?
No. But they're from your neck of the woods, though.
Yeah, well, I still don't know you.
Yeah.
What would you think your latest New Year's Eve was?
My latest New Year's Eve.
How can I think?
It's probably going to be the one where we ended up getting into that little fight, simply because it was like the first year that I had been out, first full year, because a lot of when I was in jail,
mm-hmm.
even though. I knew because of where I was located in Wales, I weren't going to see a lot of the people that I was in jail with again.
Mm.
So I had a couple of them on Facebook and shit from when I had my phone in jail and the open jail period. But then everyone was like, make sure you don't come back. Da, 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 da. This happens, recall, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Make sure you don't do this, make sure you don't do that. And obviously, man was getting drunk all the time. And
you know what I'm trying to say?
Like,
slapping out my chest, fam.
So I had low-key like anxiety about reoffending, not with what I was doing that called me to prior.
Just in general.
Just ended up going to jail for anything, like because man was low-key drink driving and all these other things. Like there's many things that could send man back down that kind of road. You get me? So celebrating my first full year out of jail. And in that fashion as well, like where it's a party that is man's thing People have come, like so many people have come through. People are showing love. There's people that were there that are now like, you might as well say they're celebrities.
Yeah.
I mean, super, super, we're talking about
the biggest in the country.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So, it was a good vibe. I can't remember much of it outside of like
getting your phone back.
And then the time after that, because like when the fight broke out, prior to that, we were all kind of waved. And we got that picture. That's the one picture that I remember from there.
The blurry one, isn't it?
I love that picture. And what else happened? So we had the fight and that, and then the lights came on, got my phone back and whatever. And I kind of sobered up through that experience.
Yeah.
And after that, like, the dancing and all that other stuff, obviously, you know, I'm a good dancer on that. All that other stuff. So I remember all the stuff after that. For me, it was a milestone.
Yeah.
In itself,
yeah.
Like I just started driving,
yeah.
So we're talking about New Year's Eve, obviously, in December. Mm. I got my license and my car in the September that year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's lit, yeah.
So I was just celebrating that. Mm. Like, I remember I had a little banger, like a polo, yeah? X-Reg polo at the time, yeah?
Yeah.
And after the party, we were trying to cut out. I can't remember where we were going to. We were trying to cut out, yeah?
I think you lot was going to...
I'll go back to where we started.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah, we was. Exactly.
Yeah, Do you know what it is, yeah?
So I pull up.
When I'm looking at the video, yeah, because the video is long, like it's a long video of that night, yeah, I don't see you lot, but the video starts from the countdown.
Yeah, exactly.
Were you lot at the countdown?
I don't think you were. I think we got there just after that.
We didn't kick that niggas off till
the new year.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we're trying to cut out, yeah. And then there was someone, this is how I know that I was just like, the things that I was doing at the time could have landed me back in jail, and I'm so grateful that it didn't. But there was someone in front of man talking to someone on the roadside. I think he was trying to move to a gal or something, yeah?
Oh, God,
and then there was another girl that was talking to Joey, yeah? Some girl that was, oh, I remember that she was wearing brown. That's all I can remember, she was wearing a brown dress. But this guy was trying to chat to this other girl, yeah? And he was even the driver, he's in the passenger seat, and I was just like, I was behind him, bumper to bumper, and I was using my car to push his car forward.
Oh my God, fam.
Like, to get him out of the way. I was literally scratching his car with my car so we could get out of there.
Fam, I wouldn't even do that now, fam.
I'm thinking about that now.
Man's done that years.
I'm just thinking about dollar size.
Yeah.
Bro.
Jesus, fam.
Like, that could, like, really and truly, because I know for a fact, yeah, and this is not really on a bad man thing, but I'm just very car passionate.
Mm.
If someone was doing that to me,
it would be a scrap.
Yeah. I'm not even doing that to me. Doing it to my car.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a violation. Like, because man doing it intentionally. Yeah. It's not an accident.
Exactly. Yeah, it's intentional.
Like, man have intentionally pushed your car along for no reason.
Yeah, but man's braking and I'm just behind man.
Yeah, yeah.
Just revving the car up and trying to drive.
Wow.
Like, not to the point where man's airbags are gonna come out. Man's proper ushering him along.
And at the like nowadays your car would be going.
So, like, I know for a fact that I didn't give a fuck about what man fought or nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, in that time, like, if man wanted to scrap, then it would have been scrap. If man wanted to do whatever, it would have been whatever. My mother, like, anyway, I don't even want to start getting into the violence. I'm a good citizen, yeah, citizen of London. But yeah, that's probably up there with my littest in regards to being out, having a plan, setting targets for myself for the year ahead, and blah blah blah. So it was a really good one. Still,
I'm trying to think of another one of mine. I think another one was probably, I don't know if you lot came to this one. It was 2018, so it's not that long ago. 2018-19. I think it was probably the last New Year's Linguini we ever done, and the only reason we did it is because everyone kept asking for it.
In Peckham,
the one in Peckham, yeah. Like, everyone kept asking for it. We didn't, like, by that point, personally, man had written that whole thing off. Like, it's over, it's done, whatever. And then people just kept talking, and people kept saying, like, why don't these youths do one for New Year's? Bear in mind, we hadn't done an actual one in maybe 3 or 4 years. So all of a sudden, this talk, and we was like, fuck it, like, let's try it. And like, what have we got to lose, innit? So we ended up getting a venue for one of my brothers. He's got a mad name, you know, when I think about it, bro. His name is Gooch, yeah.
Oh, wow.
His name's Gooch.
Yeah. Wow, fam.
Like, it's short for Gucci, yeah, but yeah, it's
he
like...
He needs to stick with the full
Gucci,
name.
Innit? You know
stick
I mean,
with the full, full you know name, I mean? Bro. Don't shorten it to
anyway,
Gooch.
Anyway, get me. Gucci's owned the play. He's owned the club in Peckham, you get me? He's like, yeah, the man and come true, cut true. And obviously, that club didn't really get used that much. Mm. It got used for the top floor for the Yardies, but no one had really used that club in general.
What are we talking about? In Lord?
No, in Peckham. In Peckham.
Okay.
So we've looked at the actual space, and we're like, bro, like, this can hold a few people. So I remember at this time, there's zero confidence. Mm. The man and I are not even really, like, we're messing with each other, but it's mad volatile.
It's disjointed.
You know when they say, what's that? Familiarity breeds contempt. It was contempting. Mm. Like, niggas was never talking to each other normally. Niggas is dissing each other every, like, it's just what
every opportunity. But it's,
yeah,
that circle is low key been like that, like, at the best of times.
No, yeah, but when it's the worst of times, when everything, all the plans have not come together, and like, there's nothing that even, that was the only thing really keeping man as a unit, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
it's just volatile. So cool. We've decided, whatever, we found another brother. I can't remember how we found this brother. That's going to release tickets for us and that, da, 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 da. We've put some tickets online. Man's thinking, whatever, bro, like.
Does what it does,
it does what it does. Like, at this point.
You man, hold on a second. Sorry to cut. You man seen The Business, innit? The movie, The Business.
Yeah.
No, like, you've done the first Linguini, when we've done it, and it was just lit.
Yeah.
And then they do the second part at the end of the movie, and there's just two men there, a couple balloons on that.
Let me tell you, quickly, I'm going to get onto that, yeah? So, cool. We put the tickets out. The ticket guy brothers phoned me, like, a minute after the tickets out. Like, you know it's sold out. I'm like, don't fuck with me. Like, and I think that was about, what, 500 tickets, 600 tickets. And he's like, yeah, you know, like, your shit sold out. And I'm like, I'm sitting on the toilet at this point because, man, I'm nervous. I don't need to shit or anything. But you know when, like, your belly's just like...
Yeah.
I'm just a bag of nerves, innit? And he's like, yeah. Like, it's fully sold out. Like, da-da-da-da. And I remember, like, locking off calm and I was like, yeah, we back, nigga. Like, yeah, we back, nigga. I'm following all the men, like, we back. What's that fucking thing on the wire, that meme? Like, oh, something about, like... The price of brick has gone up.
Yeah.
Like, man's like, by the way, the price of the tickets have gone up. Do you know what I mean? So obviously we put out our next set of tickets and I think those tickets were like £40 or some shit like that. They've sold out within maybe like 5 minutes. Like, it's all like, and then the actual party itself, obviously I'm in Peckham at this point. Like, we're partying in Peckham and it was like, wow, this is like, man's, and it was before like the real gentrification of Peckham. Yeah. Like, it was
so
just
Peckham's
edging.
Still like raggedy, yeah, exactly. Kind of like.
But it's still, it's sort of edging towards it, kind of. And I remember just like, I'm sure you lot, was you lot there?
I didn't come.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, I don't think you lot came for the New Year's Eve one.
I feel funny about Peckham like to this
yeah,
day.
Yeah. Oh. But like, that one was lit. But it was mad lit because man's working behind a bar. You know how it goes, man's working behind a bar and like, when, the thing about Linguini is I never really ever enjoyed them because I'm always
as a consumer.
I've never the last one I enjoyed as a consumer was probably that 2014 New Year, like 30 New Year, because after that we started doing actual like clubs and events and spaces like that. So man never got to enjoy it again. I remember that one, like, I don't think I drank until maybe and in general I don't even drink at them because man's working behind the bar. Like, there's no, you've been behind the bar with man, like, there's no time. And the drinks are free, blood. It's not like, you've got no time to fucking like.
The drinks are free and people don't have manners.
Bro, no manners, bro.
It's just a gluttonous fucking cesspit of people just putting their hands up, bro.
Just like this in your face, yeah. In your face. And like, you're having to do that, bro. Yeah.
Everyone's just like, Ray, give me, like zombies, Sam. Yeah. Give me the Ray.
Bro, like, you don't have that time. Like, I'm sure if you're a bartender, you have that time when you serve a drink.
Yeah.
You know, you get the fucking the card machine. Like, there's a little bit of time.
All that's been cut out.
It's time. It's
drink. Just cups.
Give
cups,
me
cups,
drink.
Cups, cups, cups.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And then you got niggas in the crowd, yeah, that you know, and they're like a couple rows behind the people at the front, and like, bro, boss me, it's all turns mad, bro.
Bro, it is mad, but it's actually fun because you actually meet bare people. Like, if you can pattern it in a way. I remember one time I'm serving and I see my little brother. But this is the first time I ever see my brother at Linguini. I'm like, yo, walk on. He's like, walk on. I'm like, walk on. Like, you know what I'm saying? I am overly gassed now. Like, I'm like, oh shit. Like, my brother's of an age where he can, like, where he can party and he can enjoy man's party and that. So I think I feel, bruv, I put like half a Ray in his cup here and like a little bit of fucking, little bit of mix or whatever. Like, it was volatile. And he lost my phone that night, so I can't really blame anyone. It was probably my fault. But I think that one was just lit because it was out of false hope, to be fair, because it felt like, oh yeah, like, let's do this thing again. Like, let's try this thing
one
again.
One more roll of the dice.
So we did the April one as well. This is April 2019, I think. Easter. You lot didn't come to the Easter one in Peckham? Have you ever been to that Peckham one? Because we only did it twice. All right, cool. So we did the Easter one. Easter one was lit. Yeah, cool.
By that point, I was hating them.
Yeah, of course.
They owe me money. I was hating them.
Because I think at that point, I think Cadet had just died. The when we were shooting the promo at Corey's.
I'm not sure
if you phoned me in the morning or someone phoned me in the morning. Or I think it was, we was in the group chat. And obviously, like, so that's rattled my whole. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's videos I've got of me. Like, at that fucking, when we're shooting a promo, bro, and like, you know, like, say it's a try. But obviously, man's having a good time and that. But you can see in the eyes, like, oh, yeah, this nigga's about to cry like this. When I watch it back, yeah.
There was, but he slowed it down. Like, you can just see it.
All someone needs to say is, are you okay? Oh, man. No, I'm not. There's nothing left. Bro. You know what it takes, yeah? You know, like when you're on the edge, I don't know if you've ever been like this, but where you're like, there's bare emotions, and all someone needs to say to you, like, if especially your mom or something, yeah, like, are you okay?
Or what's wrong?
What's wrong? Yeah, I ain't gonna talk about. You know, you're crying and talking, and it's like, oh, niggas don't know it's bad, man. But yeah, bro, so. Oh, we did that one. I remember, fam. Sorry, I know we're deviating. Yeah. I'm talking better, yeah. But I also remember, like, that same part as well, yeah, where man found out. I remember crying on my nigga's shoulder. Like, do you know what I mean? And it's like moments that are kind of rare, do you know what I mean? Because man, don't really, like, as men, we don't.
Man, really don't really show the man, yeah, them. Yeah,
exactly,
kind of,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, on the phone, you could do it, on WhatsApp, but when it's like face to face, it's like, oh, yeah, shit, like, so. Niggas is real. And I remember he just kind of stood there, do you know what I mean? And just kind of, you get what I'm saying? Not stood there, but like, man's crying and he's kind of hugging man and he's just, yeah, but man is like bawling out, do you know what I mean? And I just remember thinking, like, thank you for just being, do you know what I mean? Being there and shit like that. Anyway, we did the April one, it was good. Then we did the summer one, which was like the end of that party you was talking about, which I was getting to. There was like 5 people, 10 people there. We tried to do a fucking a day party. Try to modernize.
Jesus.
You know, everyone
tried to rule the times, yeah, like Max Barbecue was coming through and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. We tried to modernize. We tried to do a day party. We did it in Brixton. We did it in it's near fucking True Flavors, man. It's on Acre Lane, man. There's a pub.
Oh, I know that place.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like going towards my old house.
Yeah.
So it's close to my old house.
Yeah,
so
exactly,
it's more Clapham than Acre.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it's still like,
yeah, that little small thing.
Yeah.
I remember I went for that one.
Did you go to that one?
Yeah.
Bro, that one was horrid. Like, and I knew it was over because niggas didn't even say, bounce back. Like, next one. Like, it just took one L. Like, one real L.
That was it.
Then that was it.
Yeah, because certain men were banking on it, innit?
Certain men, they
needed to piggyback that piece to the next event.
The next
investment. So and when the investment didn't come in,
they're
maxed out. They're maxed out. Their credit card is, they need to cut their credit card in half now to think it's of another way to make some peas or another way to pull money out of the money system.
I don't even think niggas want to even make peas, fam, if I'm being honest. But anyway, that's another topic for another day.
There's been a couple
New Year's
that I remember. I wasn't even with no one of such.
Yeah.
I remember one when I was with Rashid and we went to, that was on party six, had a party in some, I think it was like his new building or something.
Oh, did I roll to that?
I feel like someone rolled.
I feel like I did roll to that, you know?
Yeah, I feel like
I think
rolled.
I did.
But it was literally like a new like film studio.
Yeah.
But it's a building. He's like, fuck it, New Year's.
I think I've been there, you know?
And man was in there. And it was just like, it was mad. That's the first time I've been in the ends. And in a party, they've been selling spliffs.
I was there.
Yeah.
I was there. They was also selling bottles as well, I'm sure, bro.
But they were selling spliffs.
They were selling bear spliffs.
I was like,
wait, hold on. What year was this?
Oh, I can't remember. Like, it's so bad, yeah, that my mind just, I think this was like,
this could have been a 2017 80, to 2018.
Maybe. Because I remember.
It might have been a 15 to 16, you know?
What's her name was there, man? All right, you're going to meet this anyway. I'm sure was there.
Man was in there because obviously I pulled up on my own because obviously Lash is from there. I pulled up in a cab. Like this is cab days.
When Joey's licking out money for the cab.
Oh, the cab thing was mad. But man got there and it's empty. But obviously I know that it's gonna fill up. And obviously we're from South. We're from a different part of, like, we moved different. So. Northwest lot are coming through. It's like, all right,
I remember
cool,
this right,
still. Cool.
To give it context, this is 2015 to 16.
Definitely. So I'm like, you did come because you came with Yank and that.
Yeah.
And I remember there was like the doors when, and I saw you. I was like,
So
like, you know, like when, I don't know if people from other ends of London feel like this, but when you go to a party and you know it's not your like neck of the woods sort of party, and you know that your people are coming, you're just dying for your people to, like, you're having a good time. It's cool.
It's all right.
It's all right.
But you're a little bit isolated.
Where, but you can't
help.
Waiting.
You can't help but see other groups, like,
but yeah, just
on that wave, on that vibe.
Bro, so I'm there with Rashid. obviously we all know me and Rashid are the dogs, yeah, but yeah, when he goes to say welcome to his people, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh, I hate that, there, bro. Like, I hate that.
Looking a bit spare, like,
yeah. even when we went out the other day, yeah, and then you were saying welcome to certain people, I was just like,
it's like, oh,
you know what I mean,
yeah, it's like,
what am I doing right now?
Like, Rashid, like, yo, welcome, and I'm just standing there smiling. Like, obviously, people be like, yo, welcome, yeah, welcome, yeah, yo, yeah, good, yeah, 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 but like, where's my niggas, fam?
Yeah, yeah,
like, yeah, like, gala in there. Why can't you? I'm like, yeah, well, God. Like, obviously, I'm not shy with girls, but I need my niggas for, yeah, her, for her, yeah, people. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. She's like, ugh. And then, like, I come outside because I think man's drunk and I'm not drunk, though. Man's drunk.
Yeah.
Then I've come outside. I've seen Yank. I've seen, yo, welcome, fam. You say that? Then I see Thames. I'm like, oh.
Let's get it started. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, niggas, there's a ride.
I'm like, yeah. I was gassed.
Can actually start, bro.
Finally, like, I can actually be me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Then I can't remember too tough, but I just remember Rashid was fucked outside. Like, he was on the floor, like, vomiting.
I think I remember that. I think I remember, like, vomiting as well.
Burst. Like, burst, burst.
Did he do the madness that day?
Yeah. I remember this is years back, but he's smoking and drinking.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And he don't smoke. So he's just trying to do the mad, mad thing. And yeah, he
burned in the candle at both ends.
He totaled out.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that day.
He was burst. And I remember I was drunk because I had a bottle. But I just took a cab home. I was thinking, yeah, man, calm day, calm.
I'm sure you had a Bel Air or something. Yeah, you know them times there with Bel Air.
Bel Air was popping.
I was like, yeah, calm, bro, isn't it? Like, I think back then as well, like you know when you're going home, but obviously, like, I probably got a number or two, like, calm. I just, but it was a calm night, innit? Like, it wasn't the best.
It was a good night.
Because I've had nights now, like, moving forward, 2017, I think. Above New Year's, it was just me and my girl just in her front room. Happy New Year, and then just bust a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, chilling.
I think that's chilling. Probably another one of what's up there with the best that I've had, to be fair.
Yeah.
Like, the one New Year's, it was me, you, Thames, your girl, and the kids. And we just.
One was lit.
Had a couple drinks and played Twister and that.
Was that?
That's 2016 to 17.
Was it?
Yeah.
Where was we?
It was in Victoria.
In Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
On the flip side now. It was 2020 to 2021.
So this is COVID.
COVID times.
Is it? Yeah, I think it is COVID times. Still, yeah, it is. Brother, that's the first New Year's I spent by myself.
When
I say by myself, by myself. No one but
don't
me.
Don't wanna be.
Brother.
Oh, man.
When I say
Where was you?
I was in my old gaff.
Yeah, I passed by there today as well.
Because most of getting pissed.
Yeah. Bro, you know, like, as the time's moving, I'm waiting for someone to phone me and say, Joey, roll up.
Yeah.
That phone call did not come from.
Yeah.
The train did not arrive at the station.
I remember that because we was all on FaceTime.
Yeah, do you remember? Like, exactly.
I'm sure I was at home. I might have been home by myself as well.
I was so by myself. It got to midnight.
Yeah.
And I remember my patio door.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I just opened that and bust the champagne. I was like, Happy New Year.
You fucking
Happy
miss,
New
man.
Year, Happy New Year.
Oh, would you say this to me?
hold on a second.
What, but the neighbors in there.
But, so you know my patio, the way I set up. You see when I shout?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, it's like a basin, isn't it?
Yeah.
It will echo around. Yes. What are you telling me? You never got one Happy New Year back?
Oh, wait. You just heard yourself?
Yes, fam. No one else was out there, fam.
You were saying that to
the neighbors. So I bust the champagne. Happy New Year, yeah.
Happy New Year, you're alone. Like,
it's and I'm like,
it come like when the adverts finish in the cinema.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm all messaging my mum, well, Happy New Year. And like, and then she's phoned me, I spoke to her, put down the phone. I'm like,
is this it?
What the fuck is
man
this?
Man, is a lit brother. Like,
what the fuck is this? Brother, an hour later, I went to bed.
Fam, I remember.
By myself.
I remember that New Year's.
I said, yeah, you know what, fam? This can't happen again.
Yeah.
I'd like maybe this has had to happen because I've had bare New Year's where they're lit. I've been with a girl, I've been with a man name, I've done things. There's been New Year's I've got drunk, bare things, but I thought, okay, well, thank God this is out the way because I never
want to experience this again.
I never want to experience. Bro, by yourself and you can hear the 10, 9, you're just 8, and you just.
no, you're doing this, look. Everyone's shouting in that. You can hear the rooms on the other side. 6, Sitting in the front by yourself. Five.
as it goes lower and lower, your eyes are opening wider and wider.
Exactly. Well,
you're expecting your bridges to be like, surprise. Yeah, exactly.
No, no, no.
You ain't getting the damn thing.
Fam, I remember that time because we all FaceTimed, fam. After it, we FaceTimed by like 12 or something.
Yeah.
The man was just in our houses, but also this
everyone was in their yard.
This is lockdown times as well, so like unless you was doing the spooky
sneaky.
Did you go out that time?
Nah, bro.
See, everyone was in their yard.
I'm sure, fam. Like, there was niggas outside. Like, don't get.
No, of course there was, fam.
But like, we was all in our yards, and I mean, we were chatting for time, fam.
Chatting shit, and then after that, I went to bed.
Yeah. I'm sure I did as well.
Alone.
Fam. I think I was high that day, fam.
The sheets were cold.
Yeah, and
was Nancy on FaceTime with us?
He might have been. He might have been. He might have been still.
He might have been.
But I just remember with what I was going on with at that time of my life.
Yeah.
I didn't have to be alone.
Yeah.
But I was alone
still. Yeah.
But I think I needed that still. You know, sometimes you need them humbling experiences of. Yeah, like this is what the other side go through. Like, there's people that actually don't have no one.
Man said the other side.
Whoa, it's true, fam. This is what the other side.
There are people like that.
There's people out there that don't have nothing and no one.
Bro, yeah, even like there's people for Christmas that don't.
Exactly, really, same thing. That's what I'm saying.
It's just like a normal day.
Yeah,
like, even if they're religious, like it's still a no. But no, you get true. What I'm saying, it's like, true. It's still a normal day.
But what's some of your like highs and lows, Connie?
Bro, the lowest of the low, I would say. Nah, because jail New Year's. Was like, it was different. Like it was just like certain men are getting out.
Yeah. It's a new year, innit?
It's a bit of a bittersweet one. Certain men are getting out. Certain men are like, yeah, this is my last New Year's here.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
A man have a little celebration like Christmas.
New Year's is hopeful. In jail,
new Year's
sure.
is yeah. New Christmas is a downer.
Yeah.
Because man's getting a little fucking dead cheese, but Brussels sprout. Man's getting there's enough star for a lot on the menu.
On man's plate, man.
Yeah,
ham.
Not that man don't eat pork. I'm not even gonna try to frown down.
But I'm just
giving it context because there were Muslims in the jail and that. Yeah. And there were men that were saying they're Muslim just so they don't have to eat certain things.
Yeah,
and
they
get the Islamic menu in that, which is kind of patterned.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of stuff for Allah on the menu. You feel me? So you're getting that. And then in the evening, like that's for lunch. Mm-hmm. Like in the evening, then it's dinner time, you're getting Ras Clark. Grated cheese baguette. And the cheese is not even in the baguette. You're getting the baguette and you're getting a sandwich bag full of grated cheese.
Yeah, fam.
Yeah.
No, that's a fuckery.
I ain't finished.
That's wait, a fuckery, fam.
A grated cheese baguette.
Fam. And it's separate, fam. And it's separate. That's a fuckery, fam.
Oh my God, fam. I could just see grated cheese in a plastic.
You get grated cheese and you get like a little, you know, little butter sachets that you see in the hotels and that. You're getting that. And you're getting a packet of crisps, and I'm talking about a proper bastard bag of crisps. Like, eight walkers, fam. It's no name, fam. So, you know, when you open the you see, like, walkers, yeah? You get like a prawn cocktail, you open the bag, you smell it, like, you see, you can smell it straight away.
Yeah.
Or roast chicken or anything, yeah?
Yeah?
When you open them bags of crisps, you're getting nothing.
No smell, no nothing.
You have to taste it.
Yeah, it was like it was never opened in the first place. I mean, you taste it, you're getting a cardboard with like a slight aftertaste of the flavor.
Do you remember, yeah? Sorry to cut you, yeah. Do you remember when Walker started doing his thing, where...
The shake and finger thing.
Do you remember that? Where, like, you'd get, like, little sachets of, like, salt and pepper, and you'd have to make your own crisps. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was fucking weird. Anyway, go on.
The packet was blue and white.
Blue and white, innit? Yeah, I remember.
You got that, so you got the baguette, the cheese, Bro,
that's a mockish.
It's so slums in jail.
That's a mockish.
You get the grated cheese. And those niggas that been in jail will know. Grated cheese... baguette. You get the dead crisp, whether that's already salted.
Do you remember this?
I do remember though, still. Whether that's already salted, whether it's salt and vinegar, cheese, none. Those are the only three flavours you're getting. And you're getting a panda pop, fam.
Oh my.
Panda pop. And on top of that, I don't know how things pattern. No, it's the same in every job, but it must be. They're giving you the little ultra high temperature long life milk. The one that you get in primary school, when you know them ones, you get one of those. And you're getting the bag of cornflakes your tea bags for the next morning, fam. But you have to eat all of it just to be there. Yeah. Like niggas that are in jail that are not taking drugs, your appetite increases so much more because you're trying to go to the gym or you're trying to, and you're getting fed squarely.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
to get a meaty meal,
yeah.
it really affects you because you can't just pop out and eat something yeah, else. Exactly. And not
that is the meal. That is the last exactly. meal of the day.
And not everyone's canteen sheet is set up like that.
Yeah.
Fortunately for me, mine was. But not everyone, I could eat all of that knowing that, bro, you know, like if in the morning, I eat my like the breakfast thing and that, bro, I'll just eat noodles or something. I'm not trying to say. Yeah. But you it's like dangling carrots, fam. You're giving me the food, the deadest meal now, and you're giving me tomorrow's morning's food as well. And I've got to discipline myself to not eat it. I'm eating it, fam.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't have the discipline for that, you know.
Bro, I'm eating it, fam. I'm eating it. I'll leave a little bit of milk on the window ledge. Tuesday is Christmas, it's cold and
that.
You can pat it up. But then after that, everyone's looking forward to the new year. Like, bro, I'm obviously my release date was 2nd of January 2013.
Oh, so yeah, I forgot.
New Year's is and literally one year less for me. Like, I've conquered another year, you feel me? Yeah, so, for a lot of people, it was a symbol of hope, symbol of celebration, and it was definitely yin and yang in regards to emotion because Christmas, your family's together.
Everyone is not
about turning up. Everyone's family's together. It's a calm time, but it's a celebratory time as well.
Yeah, of course.
And everyone's together and you make phone calls back home and everything's depressing because everyone's like, oh, wish she was here. Yeah. And you're like, oh,
you're hearing bear wind in the background.
Yeah, bro. And then, but New Year's, you know, everyone's turning up.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, everyone's turning up. So it's the time where I never really spoke to anyone, but that was like back in the ends or nothing like that. But at the same time, I just would think in my head like the man them are just
getting drunk, that's what you thinking. The man is getting drunk, fucking gal.
Well, the man them was, but you know.
And then in a weird way, you go from like 100 to zero a little bit because depending on how much time you got left, because the next day you're like, oh fuck. I got another year, blood.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything that I had done,
I
got to do that all again. Bang up. It's just long, fam.
Yeah.
But obviously, you get over that stuff after a couple of days because if you stay wallowing in self pity, your time will drag.
Yeah,
so you just got to get into the groove of doing what you was doing. And it's funny because it's just like outside where you reflect on the year that you've had. You look at the year ahead, like there's daunting things. This is gonna happen. That's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And the challenges that you face, the targets you set yourself in your head, whether that mentally, physically, whatever. And then after a couple of days, you just get into the swing of doing things. You know what I'm trying to say. But in jail, it's just a little bit more intensified, I guess.
All right, cool. So switching up a bit, resolutions. Yeah. When you were younger, were you lot the type of people that kept up resolutions?
No, I just said them.
You just said them.
My New Year's resolution is to do them.
You'd make them.
Yeah, I made them, and then by the next day, I'm back to doing whatever. I was a liar.
See me, I would make resolutions in my head and not tell anyone.
Yeah, just
so that when they did fail, they did fail.
Exactly.
No one knows.
It's not even really. And I know it sounds mad bad because I'm out here capping to myself.
That's why resolutions are the worst, fam.
Like, I'm out here capping to myself in my own head. That was when I was younger. As I got older, and especially like post prison, the reason why I speak about prison so much for the viewers is because it was a big turning point in my life.
Like, as it is for most people, and not for some as well.
But I started taking them proper serious, and not funnily enough, it's ironic that all of like post prison, post 2013, all of my New Year's resolutions were money orientated or in regards to like not materialistic things, but it was just that
self-improvement
a lot of self-improvement. Like I felt like I was so
behind.
Because of the years that I had lost, I felt like I was so behind, and I felt like that I was at the FOMO element, the FOMO factor was hit me so hard, where people always used to say, rah, between the ages of 18 and 21, those are your best years. And I was thinking, bro, I need to just make sure that between now and the rest of my fucking life,
it's my best year.
I needed to get that get back, and I stuck with it. Still, I stuck with it. I'd say some people might say I didn't, but you know, fuck you in it. You know, get me. But really and truly, resolutions was big for me growing up. But in I would say up until I was what 16, it was always cap.
I'm thinking, growing up, did I even sit like, especially those ages? Ready? What are you doing? No, I'm joking. I'm just fucking with you. I'm just fucking with you.
But they make you do it in school. So,
yeah,
a lot more forced. Whereas if you naturally do it yourself, you're naturally going to move into whatever it is you want to do. But in school, when they're telling you, write down your New Year's resolution.
Yeah, bro.
I can't remember what I said. Yeah, I'm going to get an A in English.
That's why I was a liar, because I was just forcing things. Yes, I'm going to tidy up.
When do you think was your first year? I already heard yours, basically. Yeah. But when do you think was your first year where... I don't really like calling them resolutions, but you set some plans for the year for yourself and you executed them.
2013 was the year it was the year that Hardest Bars debuted on Linkup.
Linkup, yeah, yeah.
So,
for context for the people, how many years had Hardest Bell been going since before then?
Year and a half.
Okay, so cool. It started 1 year and a half now.
September 2011.
Yep.
To December 2012. Mm-hmm. December 2012 is when I got the phone call from Rashid saying that he wants it on his channel.
Mm-hmm.
We linked him to sort out who we're going to interview, blah, blah, blah.
So that's you and
point. Yeah, me and Bob.
Shut up.
January, innit? And January is when we started. So the New Year's before that, I have no clue what we would have done, but man knew, okay, cool, this year is going to be one.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Everyone saw the phone was not in my hand.
Jesus.
Whoa.
I think that year, it was the 2013 going into 2014, mm-hmm. which was more of the, okay, cool, this is like, the serious time now, mm-hmm. because the year before I was like, oh yeah, we're gonna start.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've told the story before, but mid 2013, me and an argument in front of Rashid.
Oh yeah. Well, I've heard a story about it.
Yeah.
I heard a story, so I want to hear that shit.
So in 2013, Hardest Bars, which was me and mm-hmm. debuted on Link Up. So I'll send the episode. You can put the little thing there.
I remember that episode, but yeah. Man, niggas were looking skinny.
Yeah, skinny as
malnourished. Malnourished. Still.
Skinny blood.
Man was eating once every 2 days. But so yeah, anyway, we debuted on there. And fucking man started to charge people to spit at the end of the episode because it's on Link Up.
Yeah, I remember that.
So man's doing that, blah, 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 blah. All throughout the year, just working. Get to June, July. And we had a clothing called Obviously Clothing.
Obviously.
And we used to wear it strictly on Hardest Bars. Mm-hmm. Got some clothes from, I think, Swag London, mm-hmm. and said he wants to wear Swag London. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he made a deal with them or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't.
Yeah, but I'm like, bro, you know we wear, obviously. Like, come on, man. Mm-hmm. Nah, man, but I want to wear my Bridge and Swing. I'm like, bro, but come on. Like, we've been doing this for, what, 2 years now? Mm-hmm.
Don't change
the... Why are you switching the regime?
Don't move the goalposts, fam.
Yeah, like, come on, bro. Like, nah, bro. So we're going back and forth. But this is just before we're about to film
episode. Yeah,
so we're there.
Yeah.
And obviously,
professionals.
Yeah, so obviously sometimes we'll wear the clothes to the office or we'll just change before. Mm-hmm. We're just about to film and he's got the swag London. I'm like, bro, come on, man. He's like, no. So we're going back and forth. But
one sec. This is when you know that things are unprofessional. And say this to your face as well, bro, because it's mad. You see when you're in a business relationship, you're friends, but you're doing business.
Yeah.
You don't pull cards on people at the last minute that's called sandbagging. Yeah. And you're supposed to get a clip round the ears for one of those kind of tactics. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was, we were going back and forth. But imagine we're here. Mm-hmm. No. And Rashid's there, like behind the camera, just waiting to film.
Oh, Rashid's all filming and that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like he weren't filming that, but he's waiting to say, can we? Yeah. So we're going back and forth, and then it's got to that bit where, you know, everyone's a bit sour.
Still got to do the episode.
So Rashid's like, all right, cool, man, have you lot finished yet? Yeah. And then we started now. Whoa.
Chit, Joey clips, though.
Whoa.
No, that wasn't birthed yet.
No. Joey was doing chit, man. He was doing chit, man.
Whoa, that was a Sunday. Yeah, because we used to film every Sunday. By the Wednesday. Nah, I'm lying. Probably by the Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Rashid texts me, yeah, bro, I think we should go on a season break.
Wow.
Just kind of, you know, like reevaluate things, see how the season's done, and then, yeah, and then.
Wait, was this the first episode you shot?
No, this is like the first season. So
okay.
It's like,
okay. So you said the first episode of my season break after episode one.
From there, I thought, fuck.
The bag's been dropped.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Not like in Call of Duty Search and Destroy. When the guy that's holding the fucking deactivator gets killed, you're like, oh shit, gotta get.
Well, I thought that's it. That's like, man's fumbled the whole thing. Like, man's on a big platform. Yeah. Man's show was getting seen by way more people.
Yeah.
Like, the production value went up. Mm-hmm. Like, everything was lit. And I was thinking, oh my God, we fucked up. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought, that's it.
Of one argument.
That's it.
And that could have been it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
remember, that at the same time, you and Rash are not how you are now.
No, there's no real relationship. Rash didn't pick up his phone to me. Like, I would try to phone him and he'll air my calls. I'll text him, he'll air me. And then it's only on the Saturday when I say, what time tomorrow? He'll text back, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
That's it.
5 o'clock. That's it.
That's as far as the relationship.
That's it, man. Like a badass.
Like a badass, fam.
Do better. Yeah? But I see him gonna slap your chest and say, do better.
Well, he used to treat me like a bitch, fam. Yeah, so obviously, we're doing all of that. Slowly, we're like as the year went by, when we get there, we're talking about more things now. Mm-hmm. We may talk about some local things on the news or a music or this tune.
Some local things on the news.
Fam, like, we're just
local
chatting about shit.
I was thinking this kid is begging it, fam.
We're just chatting about anything just to chat.
Oh, yeah, did you see what happened in Southampton the other
Like, you don't even live there.
Get the fuck out of here.
So all of that's happened now. I've said, you know what? I can't let this go down, fam. Mm. So there was a girl that me and Connie know.
Mm-hmm. Say the name, cut it out. Okay, cool.
I was fucking with her at the time. She had a cousin that had a shisha spot in Tooting. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, can I film a show in the Tooting spot? I'll put your lot's name in it just to, you know, boost your lot's. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, a Link Up TV. She's like, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Nah, calm. So I went to see the spots, calm. Right now, this is me and Fox just trying to pull things out the bag.
Yeah. Oh, what? Because at that point, Rash has said to you, you're basically season not break. Filming there.
Yeah, he's basically a season break.
Yeah.
So,
pause.
Stop. Yeah,
stop everything you're doing.
Stop coming there.
Season
assist.
Season assist. Yeah. Stop coming there.
Season assist order.
You don't need to come in. Stop. So me and Fox like, fuck it, let's try a thing, innit? So we got that, and I've shouted everyone I could off the strength of the season I just had on Link Up. Yeah. But I ain't told them it's not on my own channel. I'm like, yeah, listen, new season. I want to get you for an interview.
Yeah.
Back then, we're filming with like Manga from Old Deep, Young Don, Colors.
Boy, Young Don.
All of them. So I think maybe even Joe Black and them, but bare people. I'm like, listen, because they had seen it, they know. So I'm like, yeah. Me and Fox done like 5-6 episodes, just holding it.
What's Fox doing at this point? Holding the camera?
Fox is holding the camera. Fox was interviewing them for me.
Oh, I think I remember that.
So I'm like, yeah. So we held like 5 or 6. Listen.
Such a funny guy.
I'm like, listen, when we film the actual episodes, we can slot these in and then we can pick back up. Me and Fox is in a hotel room.
Hold on a second. At this point, that's what I was just about to ask.
I don't know.
Hold on. Whoa. Wait. Let me just put the question to you first. You and had that little argument over the swag London, obviously COVID clash. Yeah. Where at that point, I don't know if any of those two things are generating any money. So you're having a conversation over nothing.
Obviously had made money.
And swag London was not.
It's not man's thing to.
Yeah. And this is another thing about business. How are you doing a business deal with someone and your business partner that you're doing the show
doesn't know anything about it?
He's not even involved. Yeah. It's not like, raw, man wants to wear swag London this episode. This is mine. And this is yours, put that on, isn't it? It's not even one of them ones.
Anyway,
we're gonna have this combo. You get me? We're gonna have this combo. Anyway, so where is so when you're doing the interviews in the shisha lounge and that, is still there with you?
No, so what we're doing is we're filming the interviews, just the interviews.
So not the actual episodes.
Not the episodes.
I'm with you now.
So I've said to we'll come back and do, but I'm filming these interviews with Fox. So when we actually film, we've got interviews there. We don't need to keep can you come down for an interview? Mm-hmm. And then people flop us.
So basically, what you do is you'd have.
So I'm stockpiling.
Yeah.
The interviews just to slot.
So you got fillers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
So that's what we was doing. Anyway, me and Fox was linking some girls in Palace Travel Lodge. We're in there.
It's always a lodge, isn't it?
Always
it
lodge.
Goes, as
always.
It goes. Dodgy lodge.
Always in the lodge. Always, yeah. Probably on Deets as well.
Yeah, as it goes. More green.
Man's in there, ever. Me and Fox are chilling. I think we're waiting for someone. Mm. So Fox has got his thing, and I'm waiting for my thing. And then I just get a text. Yo, bro, next Sunday, let's get back to filming.
Who, Rashid?
Rashid,
I said.
We're back.
We fly.
We're back.
No lie.
I was like,
you know
I was like, we back. Yeah. We back.
That's how I felt. You see?
We back.
Fam, I shout out so quick. Yo, fam.
We back on TV.
Next Sunday, we're back from Link Up
Green
TV.
Light.
He said, yeah? Say nothing, fam. Yeah. Like, yeah. Gassed. Like, we was gassed. So from there,
yeah. Rush is a bad. He's fam, a bad. He's yeah, a you bad are two you,
fam.
Badders.
Badders, fam. Fam, like some slags
on
out here.
Strings, fam. So, yeah, you can come link me tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So once that happened, now I think Man City rushed at one event, and then that's when the friendship started to get
solidified. You basically saw him outside work.
Yeah, and I was like, yo, walk on. And then we started to film again. Mm-hmm. Then that's when I said to myself, you know what, fam? I'm never gonna feel how I felt when me and argued, and then he texted me saying he'd not come back. So that's when I started to say, you know what?
This needs to be business.
I said, fuck this. I'm going to come and film, but I'm staying with him as long as I can. I'm staying to the last train.
Yeah.
In the days, I'm coming to link him in the days to see how he edits, how he links. Yeah, yeah. I'm sticking with this guy.
Yeah.
And that's what made our friendship get better and everything else. But so in terms of that was like,
I got questions, right? I know we're talking about New Year's. I don't know how we got here. This is what happens, I forgot. At what point?
Oh, no. Sorry, you said what year was it when?
Ah, yeah, that's where we was at.
So because of
resolutions,
that.
Yeah.
Remember now, we've gone through all of that in the year. So the following New Year's resolution was like, brother,
This is 2014, 15?
Yeah. No, this is
15 going to 16 or 14 going to 15?
13 was when we debuted. So it was 13 to 14.
Yeah.
Because 13 is when we had halfway through the year, we had all of that.
Yeah.
Summer, I was filming the interviews. Then by
so that's what I'm saying. So from 14.
Yeah.
13 going into 14.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
when I was like, you know what? Like, this is my last chance.
Mm-hmm.
I can't fuck up again, or else that's actually going to be gone. So that's when I made that decision. Cool. I need to stick with this guy. Like, we need to do everything together.
Yeah.
And then from there, every year was like, okay, cool, we need to do this. And setting plans. So I think 2013 to 14, that's when my mind clicked in gear of, let's set some goals, let's smash
them.
And let's do some extras as well. Because some goals you can't set.
Mm-hmm.
You just end, like, some things you can't set, but by the time you get to the end of the year and you look back, you think, what? I could have even planned that.
Yeah.
So I make goals,
yeah,
but some of them I just leave to
the world, to God, to, the universe,
yeah, to God,
whatever.
Universe, whatever. Yeah, because some things you can't plan,
you can't predict it.
That's my thing. Anyway.
Yeah.
So what? So how long was it after the whole argument, season break, then come back from that season? How many episodes did you record until it turned to a point where it was a situation where you made the mutual decision to go solo?
Yeah,
I think it was 2014.
So this is the same year?
No, this is the following year.
Okay.
So late 2014, we was filming in East London, and then this is when we got to East London, the office there.
In those little fucking
So let's just say
near that lounge.
Yeah, remember.
What's that lounge called again?
LA Lounge. So let's just say early 2015, we moved there.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, listen, I want to take my rapping thing serious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, bro, you know you can't judge people at rapping and rap.
And rap, yeah.
That's, bro, come on. He's like, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, bro, I'm not telling you what to do. Like, cause this is our show. This is not my show. This is our show. We've built this thing from scratch. I can't tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're gonna rap,
you can't do that.
You can't do this, bro. Come on, like, you can't rap and tell people you can't rap. Put yourself in the chart show. It's just gonna
turn into conflict of interest. Yeah, and like, oh, it's just bias and
it's biased and fuck it. So I said, bro, what do you want to do? Cause really and truly, bro, we've built up a lot of contacts. If you're doing this, so you rapping now.
This is a good springboard, like a good head. You got a head start, like
the best that we could ever get, because we've built up ourselves. It's not Rash's contacts; it's our contacts.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, it's true. He's like, nah, Joey, fuck it. Like, I just want to do this. I said, cool, bro, let's do it then. And I remember when he said that, he filmed a video with Kalem that same day.
Mm-hmm.
So
that video,
what, a music
out?
Video,
yeah. Shot a music video of Kalem that same day. I think it did, or not. But that's, remember back then, Kalem was charging however he was charging. the game done it for free. It's like,
oh, yeah,
God, it's the man, what the fuck? And obviously, like, he could put it on LinkUp for free, like all the things.
Yeah.
Fingertips was just there. I said, bro, do
it's
it.
It's aligning, basically.
Yeah. So then he dropped one video. That man just went ghost.
Yeah.
On you.
Not on me, like
just
on
music, general,
but
music,
but just on music.
But I'm wait. So I know it's not really about. He's gone ghost from music, and there's not one point he said to you
that he wants to come back to the show.
That he wants to come back to the show, like till this day.
No.
Okay.
But I remember, I think around that time he did have his daughter.
Yeah.
And as most people know, he's got kids. Like especially when you have kids, kind of young. Like, you get very serious about your child, innit?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you just thought, because this ain't paying me for now, I need to get on my grind. I need to. I personally think that's what it was. He had his child and thought, you know, I need to.
Focus,
Yeah.
It happens. Understandable, yeah.
So I think he just got into that. I said, you know what? Like, I'm just going to keep the show running. Like, the show has to go on, innit? Like, whenever you want to jump back in, by all means.
Yeah, sure.
But then, remember, it got to the point where it got to 2018, and I said, this show isn't as relevant to the audience as it was when I started. Exactly. So I need to switch up. And then that's when HB Freestyle
started. Yeah. And then that was pretty much the end of whatever I could have.
Yeah,
it had evolved.
Yeah.
And then you start to take it from there. Have you, like, had any conversations about it since then or nothing like that?
Well, we see each other few times a year. Obviously, we go on holiday together.
Next one coming soon.
Yeah, real soon.
It's gonna be a movie.
Yeah, or I might catch him at your house, or I don't know, here and there.
A couple times.
Like one time I caught him at the end of my road, with his door. I was like, "Fam, we did that." He's like, "Oh no, I was just trying to." So we chat here and there, but we've never spoke about Hardest Bars again. But I think that's because Hardest Bars has switched from
talking about lyrics to
freestyle show now, where it's like, what is he gonna do? Come in the back with me.
I also think,
I also think
that there was such a huge growth.
When
that period that he left it, like he didn't come back. He wouldn't have come back into the same situation because it wasn't just a huge growth in terms of Hardest Bars. It was a huge growth in terms of yourself. The name Joe Eclipse.
Do you know what I mean?
In terms of people now not only associating you with, oh, my man does the little 5-1 or what. Now it's like, oh yeah, no, this nigga's like knee deep in link up at the time, innit? So maybe for him it was just like the skipping game, where I can't remember what it's called, but you got the two ropes. You're just waiting to double. You're just waiting to come in on the. There was no space.
There was too many people in.
Exactly. People skipping. Doing that.
That's what I'm saying. But there was one thing that I can reveal.
Go on.
That that Rash said to me the other day, and I was like, oh shit, I forgot about that.
Go on.
And I don't think anyone knows that Rashid still remembers this.
Yeah.
But there was a time in Nah.
Man said that he teams. You're foul.
You know that's how it goes.
You're foul.
You know that's how it goes.
But yeah, this is times where street heat was popping. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And from.
Oh yeah.
Done a street heat.
From.
So he done a. Shout him out. And he done a street heat, and obviously brought him in like.
Cool.
Streeties are coming out. His one ain't coming out. He's like, "Whoa, like, what's going on with my street heat?" So I think he's shouting, "Yo, Rash, we all know Rash."
Yeah, it's coming out.
I'm
surprised
man's coming out.
You see, Rash is a fucking politician.
Yeah.
He will deflect and there's no more deflecting.
Your thing's different because our friendship was a bit different.
So
he would edit it when I come because he knows
that you're gonna ask.
So he wasn't as prominent with Rash. Anyway, that's happened for like 6 months.
Just have to let that go. Still,
I think
street heat season's done.
The heat's gone.
So I think Insta was around the time. So I think kind of DM'd.
It's not going nowhere.
Yeah, we all know that she's not replying to that. Then I think has said, he's not happy. I can't remember what he's fully said, but
was it along the line of he just didn't like the freestyle?
Bro, Rash has done so many edits since that recording.
Yeah, you can't remember that one.
I can't remember that one.
Like, Rash probably done so much that he didn't even know where that footage was. Like, that's how much he
it's
probably
been formatted, fam. It's gone, fam.
So, anyway, long story short now, we've come to do hardest bars. Like, so we're all there chilling, and then there's this, like, there's a buzz at the door, but goes downstairs.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, good. Like, it's just normal, isn't it? Like, you may order
food or something, like, or a little Wagamama's or Nando's or something.
Cool.
Line.
He lined up rash.
Line. It's a line.
No, I would say that he didn't line up rash.
Line.
He, from what? From, remember, I know.
Lines.
His thing is probably, he's just trying to make two friends come to an agreement with something because he's probably getting a stick from one friend and another friend, he's not really, so just talk.
No, you're telling me he came in there like Birdman at Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
A bit more violent than that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Go came in with a little bit more vim.
Yeah, a bit more vim.
So tell me.
Start calling man cameraman and
that. Yeah, so I was like, he's coming, but he's stamping in the room. Whoa. So he's stamped in the room, kind of like, oh, Rash, you're taking a piss. No. But he's basically gone over to Rash's section. Like, he's gone over to that section, kind of holding his waist.
Yeah.
And Rash is like, what the fuck, man? No, man, but you're taking a piss. But he's shouting, no, but you're taking a piss.
So he's come all the way to East London at this point.
No, so we're still in Northwest.
Even further.
Bro, you can't, listen, you can't say. Can't say you never lied, man. If man travelled fucking hour and a half,
No,
just for this,
it's a lie. It's a lie.
When man got there, probably outside.
Yeah, but
it's not just staggering the entrance.
It's not a case of I was just in the area.
Nah, you wasn't just
in the area.
Anyway, all of that morning, no. And then he's cut. Mm-hmm. I think they've agreed that Rash is gonna pull it out. Mm-hmm. But it's some volatile.
Yeah. Force agreement.
It's hostile one.
It's hostile agreements.
Hostile.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's happened. And you know the whole energy after that.
And the episode hasn't been recorded?
No.
Oh my days, fam.
So that's a bit hostile.
I'd have been like, bruv, go home.
Bruv, the whole energy was
you need to go home.
Do you know what's so mad though? Off the strength of stuff like that, it could have been all over. I'm deep in it now. Like, off the chair for that. Like,
this is what I keep saying. That when I got my second chance, I said, I'm not letting go.
If that was me,
it's over.
It would have been over that minute. Yeah, bro. What? He left you, man.
Yeah. Might as well leave too.
What are you not waiting for? I'm even like, you don't need to piss off, mate. Piss off at my studio.
Piss off.
And never come back.
Yeah.
Don't shout me.
Don't shout me. Fuck off.
Don't shout me.
Anyway, so
he's a nice brother.
Keep my number. I'm deleting yours.
He's a nice brother. I can't lie.
So we've had to film and all that. And then basically, Rash has kind of said to me, Joey,
don't bring that you around again.
The relationship is never going to be the same.
Yeah.
Come on, fam. Like, he basically lined me up. Yeah. And the fact about it, because
he didn't say nothing when this whole situation was happening.
No.
That's a snake. That's a snake.
Obviously,
he just sat there with his popcorn,
like you're gonna blow out the name. But my man was all holding his waist and that, like, but he had something. Like, he weren't playing around.
It was a real hostile takeover.
So what if my man actually done something to him?
Yeah, that's nuts.
You wouldn't have been recording.
No,
exactly.
Worse than
then
that.
Then what really would happen then? Like, say if my man just lost his head and just fuck it, like, man, right.
Raz,
it could have been a matter
of for no reason.
So that's when the relationship with him and Rash got a bit
soured.
Soured.
That's a straight line.
Yeah, like that's the line was just crossed there.
He actually lined the man up. There's no other way to explain it because he didn't even do the thing where he's like, where the door locks, he's like, brothers.
Brothers,
I'm not gonna lie, man. He didn't even intro the thing.
This is nothing to do with me. Man's just, bro, just do it with chess.
You get me?
Just do it with chess.
You might as well say, he's over there.
Rash is over there.
Like, if you're going to do it, bruv, you can't just let a man come in to all the way to Northwest London.
Or just burst in the room, just stamping.
Man, this is not even a bashing session club. I will say that's this to your face, and it's not even a hostile way or a bad man way or nothing. But you see the Swag London sandbag? And then the other sandbag?
Mm-hmm.
Bro. Bro, this is how you do business, you feel me? It's not how you do business, fam, but you live and you learn, innit? You live and you learn.
Real,
but that's
Plus, how old is man at that time?
Man, young man, 20, man's what, 21,
22, 23.
Yeah, young.
And because man's young, and like, of course, this won't really be for women, it's more for men, like in man's generation and in man's era. You see, my man who's making his way down to the place, he's talking wicked, you know, in his head. He's going to smack man up.
Yeah, exactly.
He's coming down there to choke man and say, bro, press the upload button now or I'm not going to stop choking you.
I don't know if he drove there, got a cab, got a train.
It was train.
Because if it was train, the anger would have been building from every stop to stop. Because that journey is long enough.
Because not only is it anger, but it's mixed with all sorts of emotions. Like, it's acute anxiety. Yeah, like, bro, like, what if man says, no, I'm not uploading your video. Now I have to do. To violate.
I'm not gonna lie. That would probably been the first thought in my head. I wouldn't even be thinking, oh yeah, like I'm gonna come to some amicable arrangement.
Yeah, no. It's just
my man's gonna say no. So this is what's gonna
happen. I'm gonna have to do this. Like, I've come all this way. Yeah. Like if I leave now, like, you obviously you haven't uploaded my thing, so you already think I'm a dickhead. Mm-hmm. So if you say you're not uploading my video,
in my
I'm
face,
like I'm more of a dickhead. Yeah, so now I'm gonna have to bang out. Like this is why you can't really do them. Shouldn't really do them things, but like I said, it's 22, 23 years of age, and that you live.
They're young men, man.
You live to fight another day.
I'm trying to think.
But we use these,
yes.
But yeah, no. But in both situations, I genuinely don't feel I was trying to do anything sneaky. But how it panned out just looks like
it's a bit it's a bit mad.
No, it's a thing where man is not taking the due care and responsibility.
Because
that situation could have got out of hand.
Yeah.
And it would have turned from you doing something innocent to now you're guilty of doing something. And I think it's just that lack of awareness at that age.
Do you know what? I'm gonna sort of come to the end in a little bit, But I've got a question for both of you lot, and this is more up to date. How has the last year been for you? Like, just before we head out, we've spoken about the past.
What, as in 2022?
Yeah, and I know you lot are not going to say your fucking your resolutions or anything like that, but is there anything that you...
Because when I don't do them, I don't want people...
Yeah, exactly. But okay, let's not do that, but is there anything...
The year's been a good one, man.
Yeah.
It's been a good year. Trying to fit in terms of, again, and this is what I said before, some things you can't
plan out
because you're never gonna know that's what you would have done. In terms of even when I done the HB freestyle with Biggs and Marksman and Briscoe, I wanted to leave because that was taking long. As all Caribbean people know, Caribbeans take long, but when you're in Jamaica and you're waiting for man. Men are taking, the soon come is soon coming, fam. Yeah. Hours and hours and hours, and it's hot outside, fam. And man's paying for the fucking studio as well. And I wanted to leave, and I was, my brother was like, nah, listen, we came and we set a mission. We're gonna accomplish it, chill. And I learned a lot that day because he told me to chill, and I chilled, and he turned up. And that was one of the HB freestyles where I was like, fucking hell, like I would have never thought I could come in. Get Biggs done, he was all viral on TikTok, and Marksman that was viral on TikTok, and Briscoe, that's big. Like, I was like, fucking hell, like, wow. So, there's been bare things this year that I couldn't have planned, but it just happened, and it's elevated a lot of things. But I think the motto that I can seal this year with is that I blew mad peas and I'm just trying to make my bread back.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do, fam.
Fuck me.
Yeah,
because my God, fam.
Trust me.
The craziest way I can second that. Like, this going through the years, I would say ever since like 2016, maybe. I had certain goals. I had certain goals when I got out of jail that I exercised, like, got those, exercised those demons, if you know what I'm trying to say. And then I just thought, yeah, I'm here now. I'm normal. I'm back to black. All the time that I thought I lost and all the things that people were doing in that time, I've made it back. I'm level.
I'm back and I'm
better.
I started
setting myself those targets. Got like 2016, 2017, started setting myself targets, achieving them. And then I got to a point where I was just saying outlandish things. Outlandish things that I thought to be outlandish. Being a guy that works like in a normal job. Bro, and then I started achieving those as well. So this year, I've seen the most money
in massive increments coming out of my bank account.
Yeah, like, trust me. Like, same.
Man's not broke, but brother,
raccoons have been racking.
And it's, yeah. I have to keep telling myself that what I'm spending my money on is the reason why I saved it in the
first place.
Mentally, I don't start thinking I need to start going insane in order to create a massive space to get back. But it's not even like that. Like, man's account is not touching cloth or nothing like that. Like, make no mistake. But this year has been pivotal for me. Man. I've literally done everything I said I would do.
Mm-hmm.
And like taking, there's been a few little bumps in the road and that as you get, as you experience. And I have, when you separate them in like in isolation and you like try not to let all the wins that you've had, like make you egotistical, and all the losses you've had make you depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You realize that the playing field is the grain is going in the direction you need it to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me anyway.
Yeah.
So for anyone that's like, you know, maybe thinking that it's been an up and down topsy turvy, just try to isolate the bad bits that you can remember, because your brain doesn't really allow you to access trauma once it's occurred, and the good bits, and then see where you're at. Just make a little, you know, little pie chart or a little graph or whatever, and see where you're at. After this year has been pivotal for me, man. I've done everything I needed to do. I'm taking care of everyone needs to take look after. So yeah, man, I'm doing it.
100%. What about yours?
I think this year has been fucking amazing for me. Just in terms of, like, I'd bought a whiteboard a couple of years ago, like 2019, I think. And there was a year where everything I'd write on this whiteboard in 2019 was coming true. And I think, I don't know, because of COVID or anything, I weren't really using the board. I felt like the powers had gone. I can't explain it, but like, I just felt like what I was writing, I wasn't really believing, like, in all honesty in myself, innit? So this year I wrote some goals down, and there was a couple of things I didn't write because I thought it was outlandish. And I ended up, I think out of like the four or five major goals, I think I did four out of five. And the only other ones, I've sort of set them into play already.
Yeah.
Like, even in terms of money, it's probably maybe the most money I've ever made in a year. And it's also maybe the most money I've spent in a year, which I'm sure happens at times anyway. Do you know what I mean? As your income goes up, your outcome as well. Is outcome a word?
Outgoing.
Yeah. Outcome, you know.
Outcome is a word though, but it's
it's not in a context. Yeah. But yeah, I just think it's been such a like a great year for me. But I think the main thing that I've tried to learn, because I've started to do this thing called it's called Headspace, isn't it? It's like an app to do with like meditation and that. And I felt like there was a lot of the times where I felt my life was going, inherently I knew things were going great, but if there was one part of my life that weren't doing what I needed it to do, all of a sudden I'm thinking, fuck, like, I ain't done shit for the year. Then I'm looking around, I'm looking at my house, I'm looking at things, and I'm like, bro, look at everything you've done.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, look at everything you've done. Like, all right, that thing you didn't do, but look at everything you've done. So I've started to use just Headspace to be a lot more present-minded. I feel like the universe or God, like, speaks to me sometimes, like, a lot. And in terms of, like, and I think he speaks to me through other people. I'm not sure universal. I'm weighing up. But I will hear certain, like, I will say something to myself about, like, oh, I need to be more disciplined. I need to be this. I need to be that. There are certain things I'll say. And I'll be watching TV or something, and those same words keep coming at me. I'll be having a conversation with someone, and those same words keep, those conversations I had with myself, they keep coming up. And it happens, like, I wouldn't say almost immediately after, but sometimes it happens like literally the next 10 seconds. And for me, it's just like, ah, cool. Someone speaks to me, so I should just really listen. Like, I should just really take heed in what I'm actually saying out loud and the energy I'm getting back. And I've just started to just literally meditate, bro. Like, literally, and I never realized how hard meditation was until I actually tried it. Because, like, we all have many thoughts in our head, like bare thoughts go through our head throughout a day. Like, how many times do you think you speak to yourself a day, or how many thoughts go through your head a day? If I was to say to you, for 5 minutes, don't think about anything. Don't think about your job.
Impossible.
Don't think about your career. Don't think about your children. Don't think about this. Just have an empty space in your mind to let to let new things come in, like into your life, innit? Like having empty space. And it was fucking hard, bro. And I was like, bro, I can't even do 1 minute without my mind starting to race. And then obviously it's kind of a guided meditation. So my man at the same time is saying like, it's cool. Things are going to run through your mind. Like it's just try and get back to that spot of emptiness. And when I did it, like I did it a couple of times, after I'd finished, I just felt pure bliss. Like, do you get what I'm saying? It's really I hard to describe. That. Like, it's just, it was just pure, it's like
falling asleep.
Huh? What, when I was meditating?
Like after a while.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. But it was just, a lot of it was like, because one of the things he, do you know what's mad? Like, one of these things is actually on Netflix. Like, there's Headspace on Netflix as well, isn't it? One of the things he talks about in terms of empty-mindedness, yeah, is like, in your head, you create a lot of old storylines for yourself. Like, just like how you were saying, how you felt like people were saying between the ages of 18 to 21, that was their best lives. So the reason why you was working extra hard is because at a point you wanted to catch up. So in your head, that's a storyline. I need to catch up. Another storyline could be for Joe, I don't want to fuck up on this link up thing. Da, 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 da. And sometimes that works in your favor and other times that works to your detriment, because I'm sure there's storylines you can think of in your head. Maybe, I wouldn't say trauma or anything, but maybe past experiences you kind of think of, and even though you're still doing your thing, it's still whatever, they kind of slightly influence maybe how you speak to women, how you speak to your siblings, how you speak to your bridges. Do you know what I mean? Like they're all in your head. And all that thing was about is just be empty. Like none of that really matters, because right now in isolation, it's just today. That's all that matters. Whatever time it is, whatever the weather's like, that's all that matters. Just this, not everything that happened way back or even yesterday, you've literally only got today. Do you know what I mean? And it was a good way for me to end the year. I didn't even mean to do it like that, but it was a good way for me to end the year. So, yeah.
I'd love to hear it still.
Yeah,
I'd
love to hear it. Peace of mind and peace of
mind. Any of the viewers that feel like they've got too much in their brain at the moment, just do the Headspace thing.
Yeah, bro. But we shouldn't even be saying that, because niggas is not paying us to promote their shit.
Yeah. So about the Headspace thing.
Man need to get in
until you start
touch with
Headspace. Man get in touch. I just did a big flipping promo for you niggas.
Give us the bag. But yeah, no, if anything, I think that's a good way to kind of close off.
Yeah, for real.
So the first of the year. If anything, I think we should congratulate ourselves for releasing for a year straight.
Yes, sir.
Toby.
Really? Toby.
Come here, man. Just come in.
No, you can't come in.
No, man. You can show his face, man. Quickly, show your face.
Show the veggie chunks.
Yeah. Show the veggie chunks. That's veggie chunks. That's veggie.
But yeah, it's been a solid year of just releasing.
Yeah, man. So next year. Or this year, when this comes out, this year.
So we're 1 year deep. Yeah. And again, what you were just talking about, people make up bare things like, oh, this is what's meant to happen. But everyone says that 2 years of a podcast is when it starts popping.
Yeah, man.
But we don't believe in that. We just believe in just doing work and just putting
there you go, fam. Not thinking energy. Left or right, fam.
Exactly. But yeah, as always, man, like I always say, like, subscribe, DM us, whatever you want us to talk about, things you've heard us talk about that you may have an opinion on, just anything, just liaise with us, man. Let's just talk. We'll see you next week, as always. And we promise this year to bring you more guests. Last year was just a little, just to show you what we could do with people. But this year, we're going to go very much ham and overdrive into guests. So see you next week.
See you next year.
Keep spit shining them bitches.
Keep spit shining them bitches.
Do it!